Well, hey there, listener. You like listening to me? You can also see me on YouTube at the Moist Monday Podcast at youtube.com.
How would you describe my vibe?
Your vibe.
My vibe. Because I have a story relating to this. I'm just curious what you would think.
All right, because you're quiet. You seem like you're a thinker, but I know you're not.
I overthink.
That's true, but like if I'm just like watching you, a lot of times I don't think you're thinking anything.
I'm just staring.
Yeah, you're just kind of there sometimes. But like, so you're calm, I would say, overall.
Calm is a vibe? That's a good vibe.
And I could see people thinking you're a thinker.
Okay, yeah. Thinker's a vibe.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like, so calm, quiet.
Quiet vibe. Yeah, I like the quiet vibe.
It's same as like when people at work, like, when you were reading books and they kind of like, they talk to me about you as if you were a person who just reads books, which you were, but like, you're that person.
I literally did it for 3 months. And when was the last time I did a book review?
It's been a while.
Because I haven't read a book.
But like, some people still have that thought of you, which I always find funny because I don't.
I know. It is wild that some people, like, they know you for one thing.
Well, because if it's
A lot of people buy rubber ducks still.
If it's you and me, then you're more chaotic.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and like, so I...
We're out of control.
Because also me with you is so different.
People hate us together.
Yeah, it's
like,
awful.
And they're like, what happens? Like, you both are kind of calm, but then when you get together...
We're together. Yeah, right, because people, like, if I'm at work without you, I'm so normal because I'm nervous to do bits.
And then when we're together, people hate us.
It's too much.
They want to kill us.
All right, so what is...
Okay, so... Yeah. I get described a vibe that it's a compliment, but sure. I've never received this before.
Well, because also the way I've perceived you is often how you want to, as in like, because also you dress a very specific way. You're very grunge.
I try to, yeah.
Yeah.
But even that wasn't the compliment.
Okay.
So I was bartending, which is a good way to talk to people and interact with people. And I was bartending a private event.
Okay.
It was my first private event. We thought it was going to be the day after, but they showed up.
Oh, is that what it was? That event showed up a day early.
So that's why I think I was scheduled, because I don't think they would have scheduled me to bartend a private party, because it was
new bartender.
And it was busy as fuck. Plus, we were open to the public.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it was...
Oh, right, because they didn't actually book it. Yeah.
So, like, I already had normal customers, and then a private party came in, and I was working downstairs where they put all the pizza and everything.
Just a party came, because they weren't even
fucking
private.
Yeah, it was chaotic. So, we have this area in the basement where we do dishes, and there's, like, a sign that says, do not order from here. Yep. This is for dishes only.
But why'd they put a window there?
But when I'm working alone, some people will order from there, and I'm like, hey, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
So one of the guys from the private party was like, because I was doing dishes, he's like, hey, can I get a beer? And I'm like, absolutely you can, you know? So I got him a beer, and there was a lady in their group that was watching me, and she like was obviously thinking about a drink, but she didn't know.
Sure. She was a thinker.
Yeah. So then she came around to the actual side to look at the beer menu, and I was like, hey, can I help you? And she's like, yeah, I'm trying to decide. And I'm like, yeah, we have a lot of choices. And then she goes, hey, are you always this happy?
Oh.
And I was like, I try to be, because I was just helpful, I guess. I was a bartender.
But like, all right, but yeah, go on.
So I was like, yeah, I try to be. Mm-hmm. And then she just goes, I really like your vibe. So she just thinks I'm a happy.
I would never describe you as happy, because I know you.
Yeah.
But also, I don't think you, because I think even like I give off happier than you do.
Yeah. So that's what's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, oh, wow, thank you. And then I walked away to pretend like I was busy.
Yeah.
But I'm a bartender.
Were you pretending to be happier?
I think,
let her down?
I think I was just like agreeing. And I'm just like, because they even read the sign. They're like, oh, it says don't order here. And I go, hey, don't worry about it. Like, yeah. I'll help you.
That would be,
and I always try to like be like, hey, how can I help you? I'm friendly.
I would say you're easygoing and friendly, which is what
happy.
Those would be. Yeah. No, I
she
don't.
Goes, are you always this happy? And I'm just like,
I'm not
that
happy
made
now.
Me happy to
sure.
hear that. And I go, well, I try to be.
Which isn't true.
It was weird, too, because it was a woman.
Sure.
So it made me a little nervous, too. But I was.
So wonder what, like, was the private party fancy?
They were fancy.
Were they a wedding?
No, it wasn't a wedding. I think it was like a work party.
Oh, so maybe it was a fancy, like, mean work party. And she's just not used to nice people.
Yeah, maybe. Because it was all like a bunch of corporate people.
Yeah, so maybe just all corporate people are so miserable that you just agreeing with
her. I mean, it was weird working that party because a lot of the people were like, I've never been here, first off. That's what's so wild. We have so many private parties that's never been to Uptown.
We work at a barcade.
A barcade. They'd never been there, but that's where the parties happen.
They always rent it out because of the idea, but then none of them play games because they're all just
games,
talking.
And
business.
None of them know anything about beer. So many people were like, I want something light. Like, they're like, I like Coors Light, but I'd like to get a craft beer.
Sure.
So then I just give them like a 3% light beer.
Sure.
And they go, oh, wow, that's good. And so I was like, okay.
Which is also funny because nobody likes their first craft beer.
I know, but they all kept ordering it. Working at a private party, it was weird because everyone was sitting in my bar eating pizza, sure. Which is weird in the basement. If you've been up down, you know. But like, it's just, it was very weird. And then people kept ordering drinks, but it was all on the same tab. And it was
sure.
It was,
especially if they're since they showed up a day early.
Yeah,
that there was random people there too.
Yeah, so I was also like, oh, you guys, I'm helping these guys.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just weird because private parties, if you have an open tab, there's no tipping. You're just constantly sure. giving drinks, yeah. And then they give you a fat tip at the end. So like, it was wild because I made a lot of money.
But also, if I'm
for a Tuesday night,
when we're at a company party, if we get free drinks, we tip extra too.
I try to.
Yeah.
And one guy that was sitting in my bar, he had two beers and he sat there for a couple hours talking to one of his buddies and he saw like I was fucking busy.
Yeah. And happy.
And he randomly just called me over and I was like, hey, what can I get for you? And he just handed me a $20 bill.
That's nice.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, thanks. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. That's sick. And it was just some old rich dude. And I was like, that's awesome.
God, it would be fun to be an old rich dude.
He was having fun.
Yeah. And you were happy.
And then a bunch of other rich dudes they were like, can we do the shot ski?
Sure.
This is my first
adorable.
This is my first shot ski, but it was, they didn't know what they were doing.
How many people dude, is it was a like shot ski?
Four or five.
Okay.
So a shot ski is like a ski with shots on it and you'd all do it. But this was like 40 to 50 year old men.
Sure.
Getting giddy over doing a shot ski because they've never done it before.
That's fine.
On a Tuesday night.
Sure.
It was
at a bar they've never been at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were like, what can we do in it? And I was like, one of them was like, can we get like a buttery nipple in the shot ski? And I was like, no. I was like, you can either get candied vodka or Fireball. Cause that's the only thing we do in shot skis.
Oh really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know we did have rules for it.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I'm not going to make a craft shot and put it in a shot ski. It's not, that's not the point
but
of it.
Could we do Jameson or is that too much?
I don't think you're allowed to because there's a shot ski button on the POS on our computer and it's a set price.
I wonder if you can like click like six Jamesons. It might be, though. Yeah.
I think you could just do six regular Jamesons if you wanted to. But yeah. I think the shot glasses are smaller
probably
on the shot ski. Yeah. But it was a fun event and I've been thinking about it since. Like,
nice.
I have a happy vibe.
I mean,
I guess.
Fake it till you make it too. Also, if you like that description, try and be that person.
And as a bartender, you gotta be easygoing.
Well, because like that's Izzy's biggest compliment always is just how like happy and nice she is.
I think that's what it is. I mean, not that I'm happy
or nice,
but I think when I'm bartending I shift into a character a little bit because you shift into a
because you need money.
How can I help you?
And I mean that's just at work too.
It's
though.
Customer service, yeah. Like you know, it's I'm doing a voice,
which I'm so glad I don't have to do.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be good at it.
Well, I could do it. I think
you'd be the mean bartender, but people would like it.
Maybe. I don't know, because I like talking to people at a bar.
Yeah, that's true.
And I like asking questions, because I like figuring people out.
So maybe you would build good regulars.
Maybe.
My problem is that like, people will sit in my bar, I'll help them with a drink, and then it's just like awkward.
See, I love talking to people.
Especially when it's a pretty girl, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that's fair. That's probably like my least favorite person to talk to now.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not trying to flirt with them or anything. I just don't know what to talk to or how to approach
them. Sure. Because also, I'm still scared they'll be mean.
Yeah,
like, that is an act of
and
fear.
You're married. Like it's not like a, it's not. It's just
no.
A, it's just a pretty girl scares you.
No, I'm like, what if they're mean to you? That would suck.
And you're working.
I know. Like, and then you're just there.
Well, we can be mean or nice or happy or sad.
Sure, because this is
the most money. I was trying to transition.
I can tell.
This is the Moist Money podcast. Let's freaking get moist.
Let's get moist.
Welcome back to the Moist Monday podcast. Happy late Easter.
Yeah.
And happy late 420. Smoke them if you got them. Smoke the East Bunny if you got them.
And rise up
and
out of the grave.
He has risen.
Yes.
3 days later, he's a fucking magician zombie.
You got that right.
Did I get it?
I think
is
so.
Is that what they call Jesus? The magician zombie? Because he's pouring water into wine and he's raising from the dead. If you celebrate, cheers to Easter.
Sure. Also, happy Passover, I believe.
Passover, as all the events, but in honor
Oh.
Of 420.
Okay.
We had a fan, and if you fans want to submit segments, go right ahead.
Please do.
Email us, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com.
Otherwise, it's just us coming up with
it. We had a fan submit a blind ranking.
Oh, hell yeah.
In honor of 420. All right. So now it's time for blind ranking. All right, welcome back to Blind Ranking. This was submitted by my friend Becca, who is a listener. Well, used to be. I don't know if she still does. She submitted the segment. So,
comment below if you are.
She's like, 420 is coming up, so you should do a 420 themed blind ranking.
Okay.
And she gave me the five.
Hell yeah.
Well, she gave me a loose thing, and I had to come up with a few others to fill it. So she didn't quite fulfill the... So when you submit the segment, please fulfill all of it.
Yeah.
Don't make me do more work.
He does enough work.
But I appreciate the idea. Thanks, Becca.
She's going to be so mad when she hears that.
No. I mean,
you're going to get an email.
I'll get a text.
All right.
All right. So blind rank these 420 events. Number one, and I got some backstory for some of these. Number one, the birth of 420. California, 1971, a group of high schoolers known as the Waldos would meet at 420 to embark on a treasure hunt for rumored hidden weed plants. They never found the plant, but the term 420 started there. Where would you rank that 420 event?
Wait, so this is how they came up with the term
420? So literally the birth of the term 420.
And they would go out on today or at that time?
So in California, 1971, they would go out at 420. They were
like 420 p.m.?
They were high school friends. So everyone says it's 420.
So yeah, so not the date 420.
Yeah, but 420
the time
was
420.
Created.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they... All right, so it's just when they got out of school?
I think that they would meet at like a certain location and go looking for pot at 420 every day. And they were called the Waldos. Yeah, isn't that wild? 1971?
I like that. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, so I'm guessing that was just like when they got out of school and could get to that location. I'll give that a two because I did wonder what 420 came from.
That's a safe bet, too. Next up is the world's largest hot box.
Okay.
April 20th. 2015, so kind of recent, 10 years ago.
Probably right when it became legal somewhere.
Happened at the Ontario Cannabis Festival in Canada. Over 800 people filled a 120-foot long greenhouse with weed smoke.
120-foot long?
Yeah, 120 feet long, 800 people.
Can a greenhouse also be wide or is it only long?
I mean, they didn't say the width.
Yeah, so I'm curious what...
But greenhouses are usually pretty wide because it's... plants.
Yeah, I picture them more as like a square. But all right.
800 people.
Hot box.
World's largest hot box.
So I'm going to give that a five.
Five? You're going fucking last.
Picture being in the middle. That'd be horrible.
Yeah, they set a world record.
I don't like a hot box.
Oh,
though.
Okay. But no, it's 420.
But like, yeah, but you're stuck in the middle. Like if you start coughing, you're not going to stop until you get outside.
I'm sure all
that.
These 800 people were veteran smokers, so they didn't.
No, bullshit. There's going to be some people who just think it's cool to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's true.
People were losing their fucking minds.
And
in
I
there.
Wonder if like everybody had a joint or like how they did it.
I bet it was just whatever you want.
Whatever you imagine if all 800 people were smoking individual joints.
That might be what.
And like, then you would the people in the middle would die.
Yeah,
I would lose my. I'd have to lay down.
No, because that's the thing is
I'd have to lay down.
If you start getting because you like if we went to this festival, you're not a huge smoker. You would have gone and done this.
You
would have had a horrible time.
Yeah, like that and then it would have ruined my day. Yeah, it would have ruined my day.
Maybe a few days, like. That would be such a horrible event if you weren't ready for it. And you think, and because everyone's high, they think they are ready for it.
Damn. No, okay, so now you're putting in perspective.
Yeah, you'd have to 60 feet in either direction if you're in the middle.
Fuck.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
But you set a world record.
Yeah.
And you got 400 people on either side of you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And they're all high.
And they're all just like.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like. Think about every different version of being high there is two. And imagine there's 100 of them in a room.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Terrible.
All the anxious people, all the crazy people.
Everything. 100
okay.
of each.
Five's a good one. Number three. Where would you rank this for 420 events? The Columbine shooting.
Oh,
April
right, that
20th,
was.
1999.
God damn it. Does that mean Hitler's birthday's on here,
too? One of the deadliest school shootings to date till 2012.
Okay.
And you already took five. You ruined yourself here.
Because also I know Hitler was born on 420.
Oh, was he? Good question.
Yeah. So now that leads me to think, you're putting me in the spot right now that I figured that out. What's worse, Hitler or Columbine?
And you got 1, 3, and 4 left. You don't know what's coming next.
Yeah, because the 3 might be right in the middle perfectly for something else, too. So I'm not really sure of this date or time. All right, so Columbine,
I'm going to put it at,
1999. I'm going to put it at 3 because it was planned to be even worse. Their bombs did not go off.
Oh, okay, so it could have been worse.
So that's where that wiggle room is that I'm leaving 4 open to, which is I'm hoping Hitler.
So you got 1 and 4 left.
Yep.
Next up, 420 events. Where would you put my friend Becca's birthday?
Fuck.
She's the one that came up with the segment.
Oh, so it's her or Hitler?
You don't know what 5 is. And you don't really know Becca.
All right, because...
What predicament are you in now?
Well, if someone's really good and I want,
you don't
that
know
at
what. You don't know what 5's coming. We had great events to begin with, and you went 5 for one of them.
That's true. All right, so I'm gonna throw Becca at 4.
Becca's at 4.
Worse than Columbine.
So Becca, your birthday's worse than Columbine, and Jacob's number 1 420 event, out of blind ranking. This is not probably how he feels in real life. Is Adolf Hitler's birthday. Born April 20th, 1889. And of course, in case you guys don't know who Hitler was, he was the leader of the Nazi party, and he caused the Holocaust, which killed over 6 million Jews and millions of other victims. And that's Jacob's number 1. Jacob put that above the birth of 420, my friend Becca's birthday, the world's largest hotbox, and the Columbine shooting.
I thought they were all going to be fun until I remembered that those 2 bad things happened on 420.
I tricked you. 3 bad things. 3?
Becca's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Damn, she's listening.
Does she want to share it with that?
She can't help it.
Sounds like she did.
She came up with this.
Yeah. Which ones did she give you? Just Columbine and Hitler?
She gave me the worst ones. And I was like, we got to trick him. So I started up fun. That was blind ranking. Hopefully you guys were playing along at home. People are like, who the fuck is Becca? Hey. It's my friend.
Well, and the people who were saying, who the fuck is Hitler? Now you know.
Now you know who Hitler is.
You learned something.
Yeah.
Sorry if you didn't. That probably was a pretty great life you had up until this moment. And I apologize.
And you just found out about it.
They're just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Actually, I was trying to think of like something worse to be like pile on, but I was like, I can't.
No.
Like my first thought was 9/11. It's like, you just found out about Hitler? Wait till you hear about 9/11. But it probably goes the other way.
Yeah, it does.
Hitler's the worst.
Yeah. Brave words.
Is that shocking news?
Big bucket of news.
No, but that was blind ranking. But while we were chit-chatting during You Can Sex, because we always do that during the 5-minute fucking song we have to sit through that sucks, we take a selfie. And Jacob was like, why is your phone black and white?
Well, I thought you were doing a black and white photo for some dumb reason. You said...
I have something to talk about.
Yeah. So do you know what my initial thought was?
Yeah.
That you were going to make a black and white of us and it was going to be, you could color it in. That was my initial thought of what you had planned.
And you can color it in?
Yep. I thought you were going to make a coloring book of our selfies is my initial thought for when you did that.
So instead of just taking a normal photo and making a black and white Photoshop, you thought I was taking black.
I thought about that later, but that was my, I bet that's what he's doing. He's
your first thought was I was making a coloring book. Have I ever made one before?
No. But.
I mean, he's a creative thinker. This guy's thinking outside
the box. That was my first thought.
I wish that was the answer. My answer is a lot more serious. Damn, I guess we got to make a coloring book now.
And just the black and white photos of us, and you can choose the colors. That was my immediate, like, I bet that's what he's doing. I knew it was wrong after I thought that, but I really thought it for a second.
Oh, it's a coloring book.
I was thinking like paint by numbers, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So when you think black and white, you immediately think coloring book?
It's that you can fill in the color.
Things can just be black and white.
Sure, but you see the Wizard of Oz? Do you know what they do halfway through? They fill it with color.
That's true. They do.
Yeah. No, the first half, you're like, I wonder what Judy Garland's skin tone is. Second half, you know.
That's your first thought?
That was a bad example.
That's your first
What color
is your skin? I want to make sure I like this movie. What if it's a color you didn't like?
You color it in.
I think it just came out that Jacob's racist.
No. I also, didn't Judy Garland do a movie where she did blackface?
Oh, did she?
I think so.
Hopefully it was in black and white. She was probably black.
Because she was younger at that time. Because I think Wizard of Oz was like an early black and white film.
Even if it wasn't color.
Yeah.
She'd still be black and white.
That's true. Yeah.
All right, that's the joke I was trying to get to. Took me a little bit.
I should have said dress.
Yeah. Or the slippers.
I thought of a name and I was like, what
skin color does she have?
It's all right, skin is the most colored.
I mean, when you do color correction in film, you do pay attention to skin tone and skin color because that's the thing you gotta match.
That's where I also like when before they did black, or back when things were in black and white, but you still like filmed it. Like when you see old photos of like the Addams Family and most of their house is pink.
Oh shit.
Because it was a better gray.
Because it was better gray.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they put on extra makeup to give like different shadows and stuff.
Oh, probably. And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But going back to why my phone is black and white. So I've been trying to cut back on my phone use.
Sure.
Like usual. I've been slowly catching myself getting back on social media.
Sure.
Which fucking sucks because I've had to re-download the apps because I was out of town last weekend for Middles Gaming Classic, which I have more to talk about today about that.
Yeah.
But I re-downloaded the app so I could post that we were going to be there.
Sure.
I didn't have my computer.
Yeah.
Because I was posting while we were in the car and then I just didn't delete the apps. So I've been on them. So I've been trying to cut down on that and cut down just being on my phone in general because I hate being on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out with my friend one night and there's a thing like you can do on iPhones. I don't know how you do it on any other phones, but it's like accessibility. So like literally I put like a button on my home screen and I just hit it and it makes my phone in grayscale.
Okay.
So like everything is gray.
Sure.
And it's, dude, it's like, this is Snapchat on gray. It's fucking disgusting.
Okay.
And I've been putting my phone in that because every time I pick up my phone, I go, this is gross. And it cuts my phone time down.
Huh.
Because, dude, you're not getting the stimulus of the colors. And even when I get on, when it's on grayscale and like, I go on social media, I hate it. Like it's a good way to deter it because the stimulus of the colors, dude,
that makes sense.
If you remove the colors, but it's working.
I guess.
It's working. Like even like, dude, I'll just look at it and like my background was already black and white.
Sure.
But like,
well, yeah, so is mine. So I was thinking about
that. But when I open it, I'm just like, dude, this is blah as hell. So this is my home screen, black and white.
Yeah.
And then unblack and white, it's this. Look how colorful
sure, things
it is.
Pop.
And then black and white. What do you want to click on? Nothing. It's just shadows.
For this segment, turn us black and white.
All right, we're black and white.
Thoughts?
Jacob's doing blackface right now.
It's black and white.
Yeah, I just put it down the middle. Oh, fuck. Jacob doesn't know what
But I assure you, I'm not.
But that's just the little... So if you guys are trying to cut down on your cell phone use...
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it on other phones, but like I went into accessibility and like grayscale or something and just put it on my home screen so I can turn it off and on. But it is weird taking photos because it's black and white.
Yeah,
but then
I feel like I would just turn it off constantly.
But I'm keeping it on because it helps.
Sure.
You know, it's just because I've been trying to cut down, but it's the phones, they're made to be addicting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely helping.
Interesting.
So that's a little life hack,
improvement. Yeah.
I've been
a weird
doing,
one.
But I didn't know it existed.
And hey, he's happy.
I'm trying I think less phone is more happy.
That is very true.
Unless you're texting pretty women.
Oh.
Not that anybody is, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
I mean, I am, yeah. But we're not talking about that. But speaking of Middles Gaming Classic, I just brought up, you know, social media and all that
yes.
stuff. I do have a story I forgot to talk about last time.
All right.
Because we talked about our weekend trips. So I went to Middles Gaming Classic about 2 weeks ago now, and at the actual convention itself, I think I talked about it last year, there's this World of Nintendo exhibit.
Yes.
And it's so cool. So like, you walk in and it's real store displays, real everything from the era. So like last year, it was 1992. So it was legit store.
Super Nintendo then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was legit store displays from 1992. That would have been in stores. And dude, these are in pristine condition.
Fine.
This guy wrote a whole book about it.
Sure.
And it's just like, dude, how did he find it? How did he get it? A lot of the stuff is wild. So this year, and I didn't know he was doing years. So that's like the...
Yeah, no, that's super fun.
Because this year, he had the same exhibit. And we shouted him out on Gaming Off the Grid. Check it out if you like video games. But we shouted him out last year because we bought his book, mm-hmm. and we walked in and he recognized us.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, I'm glad you guys came back because this year I'm doing 1993.
All right.
So this is like the exhibits from 1993. I got a few photos I can show you.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so fucking sick.
So I'm excited to hear about it like later on where it'd be like store displays we saw.
So like if you just scroll to the right, there's a bunch of shit. But it's like, dude, everything's in pristine condition. Cool. There's like displays.
Oh, they're like the displays you'd play at like
Target. Like, they literally have like Game Boys you can play, Super Nintendos you can play. Like there's so many cool things. And they had like this, I don't know where you are in the photos, but they had this big Zelda display.
Is that that one?
No. So if you keep scrolling, so this was cool because they had like literal physical, he's like the physical games you can, you would have been able to buy.
Right.
Which is so cool. But look how like perfect. Too,
yeah. Because I,
finding that shit is so wild. So this display is always just like so surreal.
Because I was at JCD and Hobby recently, which is where the best place nearby that you can buy old style games. And I forget that like Nintendo 64 came in a, the games came in a box.
Yeah, they came in a cardboard box.
And the box was so fucking cool.
So did
cool.
Super Nintendo and NES, which is so wild. But when we were kids, we ripped the boxes up and just
and
had the cards.
Threw them away. Yeah.
And,
just, yeah.
and now collecting CIB for that console mm-hmm. is so expensive because you don't have them.
And like, just, ooh, yeah, there's the Zelda display.
So you see the Zelda display? So mm-hmm. there's like a bunch of cool shit.
There's a sword. Yeah.
So there's a sword. And that's where my story leads us.
Oh, okay.
So at the Zelda display, he was representing one of the Zelda games. That's the photo, baby. That's what I want to talk about. So it was the Zelda display with a legit sword above a TV playing a Zelda commercial.
It was not the like Master Sword, though.
Well, no, it's not.
Yeah.
So in 1993, they made a Zelda commercial to promote one of the games. I can't remember which Zelda game, probably on the Super Nintendo. Link to the Past, maybe?
Yeah. It's the one where you play as the four.
Four swords?
No, because that one's later.
Yeah, that one's later.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But so he had this display, the commercial was playing, and the commercial for the game was a live action commercial of like a guy climbing a mountain and he has like a real sword and okay. like, and it's stuff like that. That's playing, the sword's above it, and then like the game is kind of, it's made to look like it's for sale, but mm-hmm. it's just a display. So the guy knows us from last year.
Right.
Wes is over on the left playing Punch Out on one of the small TVs.
Sure.
Beating Tyson, fucking mm-hmm. like a crazy person. And he's talking to me and he goes, yeah, this sword, only two of them were made because it was for this commercial.
Holy shit.
He goes, the sword that I have, it's a little bit rusty, you can tell. Mm-hmm. But one of the guys, they threw it away after they got done filming.
Sure.
So it was just a commercial. And one of the production guys dug it out of the trash. Hmm. And then I was somehow able to find it.
Okay.
And then he goes, do you want to hold it? And you're not allowed to touch things in this display because sure. of pristine condition, but because he knows me.
Jesus.
Because of my, because I'm famous.
Yeah.
He goes, do you want to hold it? And I go, absolutely I do. So then and it's like a real sword. Yeah. And what's cool is it's not the Master Sword or anything, but on like the helm or mm-hmm. whatever, the handle, it is the triangle, the Zelda Triforce. Yeah, the Triforce.
You don't even know.
I've never played the older, but I was like, this is so cool. Shit. So I took a photo and then he's like, yeah, only two of these were made. I don't know where the other one is. Probably in the trash.
Yeah.
Probably fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
That's what's so wild about all that history is like most of that stuff got thrown away.
But why would you ever think you would need to keep the sword from this random
but
fucking
it's
commercial?
So cool though.
But like, think of all the dumb commercials and all the things in it.
Yeah. Like, but imagine if you went to a museum. And there was all the old 90s commercials and then the actual products there. That'd be sick as fuck.
I mean, yeah, I would enjoy that.
That would be so, it'd be very niche,
mm-hmm.
but it'd be so cool.
But like, did you know so the film Labyrinth.
Yeah.
The main, like, Muppet Hoggle, he was left in a suitcase in an airport for years.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, did he get lost or?
Mm-hmm. He somehow got stuck at, I believe, the Denver airport.
What the?
And like, they finally found him. He was rotting. And like, they've done some things to like rebuild him, but like, he was completely destroyed.
So now is it in a museum?
In the airport, I think, still.
Oh, in the, because that's where they found it.
Yeah. But like,
that's why that's in.
Like, literally, like, the third main character of the film was left in just luggage.
I guess that is like, because there's so many props and shit
yeah,
for
there's so much
production.
Stuff. And this was like one of the main ones.
Damn, that's
it's just like, yeah, that
because
kind
also,
of shit.
But also, when you're working on a big project like that, you, by the time the project ends, you go, I'm tired of this.
And there's also
and
a
you don't care.
Million moving parts.
Exactly. So yeah. People just have shit everywhere, and mm-hmm. then you just go, let's get rid of it.
But then there you're they just lost.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And then imagine if someone guy was like, I'll let you hold it. That's what was wild to me. Yeah. I was like,
I gotta touch it. Yeah.
And other people were like, what? Yeah. I want to hold it.
No.
Who's this guy? And then like we left the display, and then we were like, it was like back in a corner. We turned the corner and we're walking down the hall, mm-hmm. and then we just heard, hey. And he was like chasing after us.
Did you take the sword?
No, I wish. He was chasing after us, and he gave us buttons.
Oh.
World of Nintendo buttons. And he goes, oh, thank you so much for the support, guys.
Cool.
And he left his display.
Sure.
Because he was the only one working, you know, left his display to give us buttons. And it was so fucking sick.
Sure.
But also, speaking of Midwest Gaming Classic, mm-hmm. forgot to do this last time as well. It's time for Taste Test.
Oh, yeah.
All right, welcome back to Taste Test. Today we're not doing anything crazy, but my friend Turbo that I met at Midwest Gaming Classic, talked to him for a long time. He was actually drinking these beers at the convention. He snuck them in his backpack.
Okay,
which is cool. And then he had one extra, and he goes, "Hey, you can just have this."
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he meant for us to review it.
Sure,
but I was like, "Hey, fuck it, let's review it." So this is the Short Fuse Berry White. So it's like gummy bear.
Okay.
Berry White. It's a berry white pale wheat ale with hints of fruit. So sure. It comes in at 4.3%, 4.8%. So a little bit less than 5%. And he goes, there's nothing special about it. A little bit of sweetness, but it's a good, easy drinker.
Okay.
I've never heard of this brewery. I like trying new things. I think he's from like the Chicago area. Yeah. So this is from Schiller Park, Illinois.
Cool.
So something new to try.
All right.
Let's try this. Cheers to Turbo.
Cheers to you, Turbo.
And cheers to everybody else I met at Midwest Gaming Classic and saw and stuff. So. Let's give this guy a try. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, I could drink a lot of these.
Yeah. No, that's very easy.
That, dude. And it's also, it's gummy. It's gummy berry. You get that?
It's, like, is it thicker? It kind of feels almost like.
It's definitely.
Well, there's no carbonation.
It's a thin wheat beer, but also it's gummy, so it's thicker. Like you get it's that sweet, like, but it's light.
I think it's that there's no carbonation that makes it feel gummier.
I like this.
Yeah. No, because
this is a day drinker. Like,
because like the flavor is not like huge, but it's very simple and good. But,
and it's gummy.
Huh.
That's, I like that.
I think it's that it's not carbonated.
Okay. Interesting. That's good. Short Fuse. I mean, if you're looking for something light and wheat and thanks, Turbo. Yeah, he like, said it's something crazy, but
like two of these with lunch would be probably real nice.
Yeah. And like, dude, 4.8, that does add
like
up.
Like an open patio.
Yeah.
With this.
Hot summer day.
This would be real nice.
This would be real nice on a hot summer day. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this. I didn't know what to expect because he's like, it is gummy bear themed, but he goes, it's not very gummy.
And but I'm like, it's
gummy enough.
It feels like there's a texture thing going on.
Overpowering gummy would be too much.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you drink like a Pedialyte and your mouth feels wetter than possible.
I actually, so many people drink those now, or the Gatorlytes.
I drink Gatorlytes all the time.
I've never had those.
They kind of,
ever.
It kind of gives like a Jell-O feel.
Oh, okay.
Like if you had a mouth full of Jell-O where it's like.
Where it's still, it's liquid.
Yeah.
Because like, it melted. Yeah.
It's kind of like that where it's like wet, but like it's also like it's different.
It's thick. This is not that.
No.
But I get what you're saying.
Yes.
Those are good for hangovers, right?
I think so.
Or hydration.
It's just if I feel off at all, I'll drink one of those just for any reason. Well, same also, with like I love now doing what is the
Liquid IV?
Yeah, Liquid IV. It works so well.
Well, also it's because we don't drink water.
I sometimes really try to. Not all the time.
That sentence means you agree. That means we don't really drink water.
Yeah.
Because you go, I sometimes really try to.
Because, like, yeah, that means every once in a while I make an effort. And that just means I chug all of Izzy's water as fast as I can.
And you're just drinking a lot of water in a short amount of time instead of throughout the day, which is how you're supposed to be hydrated.
I don't know if it needs to add up or if you can do some.
I think it's better for your skin. I think it's better for your health. I think it's better
because also,
I don't do it either. So
I do constantly think about like, when you drink water, you're like, technically you are extending your life because if you never drank water again, you die sooner than you did now.
You die in 2 weeks if you quit drinking water?
I think water is way less than that. I think food is like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. But water, you need it.
Right.
Your body's 70%.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the earth.
Whoa.
I think I lied about that first fact.
Hey now. Ooh.
But actually,
Robert just did something.
Isn't that fun? I think I lied about the first one. But
we're going to ignore that and pretend like he just did something.
The earth.
We're connected.
The earth is the world. And the world is my body.
God's ottoman.
God's ottoman. Well, that's a...
I see your heels.
Jacob's enjoying 420 a little too much right now.
And I'm into feet.
What do you think about this beer, real quick?
I really like
good.
It.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, good. I like it. Thank you so much, Turbo. You said in the break, you had a story.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to bring it back to reality for the listeners. That's fair. He's going to crack his back.
Yeah, get back into it. All right, so I had a idea the other day.
So it's not a story.
No, I didn't say it was a story. I said it was a thing.
An idea.
Yeah. All right.
Kites.
So. All right, so... Izzy and I do want to have kids in the future.
Ooh, it's confirmed now. You were a little wishy-washy at some point.
Things are weird. We'll see what the future even is.
We could be dead.
Yeah, before this comes out.
I hope so. Just kidding. I'm happy now. I'm happy vibe.
All right. But, so I thought about, because I hate kids video games. No.
Kids, period.
I hate like... So my niece is in a school now.
Yeah.
But like it's like pre-K, so it's like half day.
Oh, preschool, yeah.
Like
where they go in the morning or afternoon.
It's like a very shortened schedule. But I remember my sister came to me and she's like, so I did hear her say skibbity.
Oh, fuck.
And that was my reaction. I was like, God.
I only know that because people say it ironically at work.
Which I hate that too.
And I hate it because I'm just like, what did you say?
Because... I don't even know what it means. I know what the Skibidi Toilet videos are.
Dude, I've even seen them before and I go, what the fuck is this?
No, they were on my TikTok for like a couple months. So what I saw a few of them.
I still don't get it. Am I just getting old?
I think they're like an alien invasion on a world of people who have speakers for heads. I think that's from the videos I've seen. That is what I think a Skibidi Toilet
is. If we have any Skibidi Toilet fans, listen.
I hate how often we've said it.
I don't want to say it ever again, but let us know what it means.
But either way, my sister let me know that she'd said it. And then we were talking like that. And then my niece could overhear us. She's like, I just said it once. And I was just like, and my
you
sister,
don't want to stop her from.
It's no. The, it's and my sister was immediately just like, oh no, it's just, we know you didn't know what it meant. And also we don't know what it means either. It's just. It
comes out in 20 years. It's a slur.
I'm sure it will turn into one.
It's the next R word. Where it's like, they said it all the time.
I don't think it's that because it comes from a random video, not a condition's probably not the right word. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, then is it the new F word?
Maybe.
Where it's like, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You just really applied it to
they
that.
They go, oh, wow, you're eating a tuna sandwich? What are you, a skibbity? It's a Fast and Furious reference.
All right. But either way. All right. So I had the idea of when I have kids and they get older and like, because I'll probably have a gaming system in the main room.
Yeah, you're not going to change who you are.
Right.
Because you still game.
But I think it's going to be, that is mine. And if we're like doing something together and using it, whatever. But like, maybe don't even like really introduce those video games to them. But when they're older enough to want video games, I give them my 64.
Oh, absolutely.
I spend a bunch of money on more games. I'll probably like buy them from you guys.
Absolutely.
But like, they get that because I feel like video games right now are shaping kids so much where like for us it was so like nothing, like it was so lesser.
I mean,
than.
Dude, you're speaking a really cool language because
is that a thing that people are doing?
Well, because I run a retro gaming channel,
right? Yeah,
I'm friends with a lot of retro gamers that have kids,
right?
And that's what they do. They literally are like, I'm fucking showing my kid the NES,
but also
or showing him, and they go, they love it.
But I think like, all right, like you had the 64 a few years, GameCube. Like you let it
and you
age.
And you go, this is what I grew up with. So it's a bonding and nostalgic experience for you. And then also to see their joy.
Because
if they don't know video games, going to the 64, that's what we started.
Like,
they can figure it out. Yeah. Because my first system that I owned personally was a 64.
Mine too.
Yeah. So it's like, going back to it today, if you don't know how to play it, it's rough. But if that's their first thing, you figure it out.
And it's just like, because also
that'd be sick.
Because also like I don't play video games online, and I think that's what's destroying kids nowadays. I will say also,
I still think Roblox is the kids' game. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, No, it is.
But also, and it's wild.
No, that's the scary thing also is that games are lasting a long time.
Fortnite, yeah.
Fortnite's been going on so long. But the idea of like...
And they won't... Dude, it's not going to stop.
No.
It's just not what it was. Same and it will always be changing.
Like, if we played video games when we were young, there was... Or I guess I'll start with this. Like, Minecraft, you play it forever.
Yeah. And Minecraft.
How could you get a kid to stop? Where if you put them on a 64... there are so many like pivots and stuff, and like there's only so much you can do where it's not this endless supply.
Yeah, true. And they're always updating and
like,
and then also all the people
outside sources.
Yeah, sources of people streaming and commentary and playthroughs, and
it's the same thing where like I'm scared to have like an iPad kit.
Yeah. I don't get because I wouldn't do it, but I get why some parents do it because they're just like, here, be quiet.
So
you know,
I can't remember I think it was my sister who was talking about it, because they're really trying not to have them be iPad kids. But also then they're like, but when we're at a restaurant and we just want to be there.
And they just won't shut up.
Or stop moving is the big thing.
Yeah, it's like, do restaurants still do like kids coloring?
Yes.
Yep, okay, so that helped me a ton as a kid. And I love that.
But also that's all we had.
That's all we knew about.
Because I would be drawn... Like, I drew all over kids' coloring books. I remember one time after seeing the first X-Men movie, I got obsessed with drawing just blue boobs without nipples, and I drew that on a menu.
And it was making you hard.
No, it was just something I hyper-focused on because Mystique was hot as fuck. I remember my mom yelling at me at, like, a Chili's.
And you go, but there's no nipples.
Well, it's just, like, I didn't even know it was sexual. I just needed to draw them.
So the first time you saw a real set of boobs, you were like, what the fuck is this?
But also, there were no nipples and blue covered in, like, scales.
And it's hot as hell.
Then they turned into Hugh Jackman, and I don't know what to do with that today.
Jake is bisexual.
Because Mystique. That's not a bad reason to be bisexual.
100%.
Because if
you can turn into anybody.
If you're dating a shapeshifter, what, you're not going to try a little bit of everything?
Yeah, turn into the hottest man ever.
Yeah, and you get to fuck him still?
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
And then turn into the hottest woman ever.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah. 100%. You'll be into everything.
That's like the idea of if aliens are real and they come here. Like, yeah, I'm whatever sexual means, I could see fucking other things. Like...
So if an alien comes in,
not just like any alien. I'm saying if there are aliens, some of them are probably crazy hot.
So what you're saying is, if an alien comes down or aliens come down and they're super hot.
And I'm saying outside of my married self.
That's where I was going. Yeah. I was like, so immediately when aliens come down, open relationship.
No, I'm saying, all right. But also like I'm in a marriage, but like if you look at different porn, you're still dancing with it.
Yeah. But aliens, if you could touch them.
What? I can touch other things too, and I'm still not doing that.
What are you touching?
I'm saying the option as if aliens are here and you can touch them.
You keep going, what's your skin color?
Metallic gray.
Hot.
No, I don't think the grays are hot. But I'm saying...
We've already talked about ideal skin color.
Have we?
Yeah. Not abnormal. Like if a person was purple talked about that before.
Was it light purple was the decision? I like blue a lot.
We talked about it a lot.
Yeah, because
most of the colors we like it.
Yeah, because red would be cool too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Pretty much
we
anything.
We had this exact same conversation. I remember editing it. I don't remember recording it. But
sure, yeah. Me neither.
That's the dumb part.
Because that's where I'm at now, where I'm thinking of all the colors. Like, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Green can be hot.
Yeah, Gamora.
Yeah.
I'm sure I said that then. Yeah,
exactly.
And then same with like blue, the Avatar.
Zoe
people,
Saldana
Mystique,
is the exact person we brought up because she plays two of them.
God damn, yeah, she's blue and green.
And then also, as a regular person, she's also
very
hot.
Yeah. Interesting.
Colors are fun.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my big idea. The idea of like raising video games with children, I think would be super fun. It's also like when they get into the PS2 era.
You can just keep them on PS2.
When they're like 12, I think, is when you do PS2.
And then you go, here's Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah.
Because even though we've talked about it, going back to Grand Theft Auto 3 and San Andreas and Vice City and all stuff, it's rough for us.
But if they're used to Mario 64.
Exactly. Then they have the leap that we had the leap where they go, oh my God, I can shoot someone's head off.
Unfortunately, probably at 15, it's PS4 or probably whatever.
It's
going to
be PS8,
then.
But then you have kids that
but
are 12.
I think... Yeah, I think like 12 is probably as far as you can just hold them down.
Yeah, and then they just start jacking off.
Yeah, and then everything's
and they're
loose.
Taking hour-long showers.
And it's unfortunate because and you only got one bathroom.
Well, you do.
Yeah, I know. I'm terrified of that.
I do too, but I don't have kids.
I'm terrified of having a teen boy in this house.
No.
That'd be
You think
horrible.
You're going to still live here if you have a teen boy?
We're going to try is the thing.
Oh my God.
What?
You're going to have a teen boy walking around slumping?
Teen boys slump anywhere.
Yeah, but it's slumping in this house?
I know. It's going to be a bummer.
That's going to suck.
But also,
and I'm going to come over, he's going to hate me? But a few years earlier, he loved me?
Right.
That's the tough part.
Yeah, that is going to be weird because you're going to be...
And then, yeah.
You're so in their lives when
and
we have
and the
them,
tough
yeah.
part is like, God damn it, he's coming over again to get drunk?
Yeah. No, because the hope is we still have this podcast.
And we go in our little fucking
yeah.
cubby
yeah,
and for talk just,
for
an hour.
2 hours,
and he can
yeah.
just overhear us talking shit about him.
That will be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. We're going to have to get soundproofing or something.
I don't know. Yeah, because the idea... Our hope is to stay in this house forever.
Damn, okay.
We want to update it a little bit more. If we yeah. could add a second bathroom, that'd be so great.
Yeah, that would be a big project, though.
And then a thought is to cut the top room in half into two rooms.
Oh, your bedroom?
The other room.
Oh,
the
okay.
arcade.
The arcade. Two bedrooms up there.
It's a big room.
Yeah.
If like so they
But also the ceiling is weird in there, too.
That's true, yeah. But like the idea is like...
You could, yeah, you could do that.
Like, kids could share a room, but, like, if they get old enough, that just seems weird and cruel.
I had to share a room with a brother 10 years younger than me.
And that was weird and cruel. That was horrible.
It fucking sucked.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, so, because, yeah, I probably started coming over when we were 14, 15.
And, yeah.
He was 4 or 5 in your bedroom.
Yeah, so my bedroom was still set up and modeled. How I wanted it to be. There just happened to be a bunk bed and I just had to have another dresser in there.
Yeah.
But everything else was mine. Like I had a full wall of posters.
Just a random dresser in there.
Yeah, I had a corner where I'd filmed in.
Yeah.
And like we hung out in there, but then it was just a bunk bed.
Yeah. And just a child slept there.
Yeah.
And you couldn't kick him out because it was his room. So when he was 7 and we were 17.
Yeah, it was his room.
Yeah.
Luckily he was only there to sleep really.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it sucked because I had to like hide jacking off from him in my
Fuck.
Own bedroom.
Fuck.
Yeah. As a horny teen.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So I slept on the bottom bunk.
Okay.
So he was on the top bunk, but I literally had to like lay on my side
sure.
and like do like, even with the door closed, it's just like, he's
There's
above
a child
me.
Above
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no.
Fuck. So and like, 10 years is so much.
Yeah.
Because yeah, when you left, he was still 8.
But I did have a fucking... at that point I had an iPod Touch.
Yeah, you had a good nook in there.
But I had an iPod Touch so I could still watch legit video
sure.
porn. But I had to make sure the brightness was so low so we couldn't yeah. and then like volume was an issue.
Gone. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. Like
plug in headphones
yeah,
stretched
I
across.
Did have
yeah.
plug in headphones. But I could
also,
only put one in.
Because in case
yeah,
he stirs. Because
I heard movement. Then I had, yeah.
God damn.
We've never talked about that before.
No.
That's wild.
That's
yeah.
horrible. I mean, like that's like dorm room. What'd you do? Sorry, this is our jerking off portion.
Yeah, this is a fuck. We have a cock talk.
Yeah,
we have a segment
which was previously about cock, but now it's about cock. All right,
cock.
Dorm room.
I was only there for one semester.
That's fair.
My roommate did have sex on my bed.
All right, that does change things.
I did catch him jacking off too.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if I ever.
Yeah, what was
him.
Your policy?
I think I would do it in the shower.
I mean, yes, yeah. all the time. I think I had before, and it was just
and if
like
I did. I turned
tucked
my
into the wall.
I turned my body to the wall.
Yeah,
which sometimes that was the window.
Ooh, sure. Because luckily I was on the opposite. Because I had a.
You had a big room, but 3 people.
It wasn't 3 people big though. It was slightly bigger than a 2 room.
It was still decently sized.
But like 3
but
beds
packed,
was a
yeah.
stretch. It was not
because
a-
you had three lofts. Yeah, 3 lofts.
And they were on one end. Both of them were on one end. And I took above.
You were
the,
above the TV. Yeah,
I took
I
above
can picture the layout.
Yeah,
of
I took above the TV, so I had some space between them. Because also I didn't for a while. But
that sucks if someone wants to stay up watching TV and you want to go to bed. You can't jack off because they're looking at you.
That was never an issue.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
And like also because I did get back into the habit of sleeping nude later on.
In your dorm room?
I kept a sheet tucked over.
Where were your clothes? On the floor or in your bed?
In my bed.
Oh, okay.
No, because also remember, my sleeping nude is shorts to my knees.
Yeah, okay.
I don't take them all the way off because I find comfort in being contained.
That stresses me out so fucking much.
Izzy gets mad because also when we like change our sheets, there's 19 pairs of pajama pants at the bottom of the bed because I kick them off in the night.
That stresses me out so much.
No, I love it.
I have
it.
To do when I sleep, my legs are like fucking
so
crossed.
I like expanding them as much as I can to the point where they're hammocking.
Yeah,
and
so,
they're
your knees are fucking
aerial. Yeah.
What the fuck?
And I'll tip one way or the other in the middle of the night, but that doesn't matter.
I hate that.
I think it's also because
I hate that so much.
Because I also
and you like classic Blaze? You're a fucking freak.
Because also my legs are so like thin that if my legs are against each other, it hurts and it sucks.
Oh, I have to put a pillow between my knees.
Yeah, knees. Yeah. It's knees, ankles, and like other
Oh, only my knees touch.
Yeah. No, my fucking little skeletal legs.
I got
legs.
Bones on my, or meat on my bones.
You try. Yeah. Even when I worked for like FedEx, I was running 12 miles a day. My legs were still just
Your legs
sticked.
Started to tone, but they didn't bulk.
No.
And you were even drinking protein, trying to bulk.
I did, protein after every day of work, trying to just get something out of this horrible job.
You just got to start doing squats.
Build
that butt up of yours.
God, squats are horrible.
You guys want to see a photo of Jacob's butt? No, I'm just kidding. We did show it off, though.
Yeah, and you have plenty of photos of it.
I only have one.
The Warp Tour photo, too.
Oh, okay, I only have one. And it's right next to a photo of my butt from New York.
Dude, they're both in my phone, too.
Yeah, mine are still in my camera roll, so when I'm scrolling back, I go, oh, shit, that's just butts. But speaking of butts,
okay,
we got two butts sitting here talking to you.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
We sure do.
Two butts sitting here talking to you. And last week, we had a big old bucket of news. We announced that we were doing the Red Bull race.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun because they sent us an email. I mean, today we had a meeting with them.
Yeah.
Freaking sick. But I thought it'd be fun to talk about the prizes.
Sure.
Because
we both talked or looked at them recently.
So they sent us a thing. Like, so what's so wild to me is I can't wrap my head around this. It's free to enter.
Yeah.
Which is insane because most things it cost to enter. Free to enter. And then the prizes, we won't get close. But
no,
but the prizes are wild,
ridiculous.
So I'm going to start lowest and then go to highest. So there's 6 different awards for this soapbox race.
And what, like 30 something people, I think?
50 teams.
Is the limit. I think they said like it was like 36.
Oh, shit, it's only 36 teams.
It might, 36 was a number I heard. I don't know.
And then
know.
Also, I'm guessing a few teams won't have their cars done.
Sure.
You know, some people... Don't
fingers crossed, not us.
So the first one is called the It's Not Crazy, It's Casey's Award.
Which, if you're not Midwest bound, Casey's is the best gas station.
Yes.
Their food everything. Is incredible.
Yeah, they make amazing pizza. So literally this award is free pizza for a year, equivalent to up to 24 large pizzas with any toppings.
Which I don't know what we'd do if we win that.
24 free pizzas. That's insane.
I think we do a pizza.
What?
So we'd have to offer my dad part of it. But other than that, it could be you and me get a pizza here every other
every other Monday.
Yeah, for a year.
Yeah. Well, okay. We'd have to do 2 every Monday because it's
24.
Oh,
no, yeah, 52
okay,
weeks.
Yeah, every other. That's the lowest prize.
Which, that'd be pretty nice.
That's wild. And next up is People's Choice because people are going to vote on your cars. $500 tab at a Red Bull bar / restaurant account.
No idea what that
means. Don't know what that means, but $500?
That's pretty great. We'll drink.
Dude, I've never been to a restaurant and spent $500.
Well, that would be...
It would be for 3 to 4 people, maybe. Maybe, okay, we'll bring your dad.
We'd probably bring
our team.
Yes, and
so
people.
So it would add up. But also, $500, that's a lot.
It would take effort to
hit
that.
It would take
that.
Effort.
It'd be like, all right, guys, we got another appetizer.
Another round. Then there's the long distance jump.
Which we will not win.
Because there's a ramp that we have to race our car down and get air, which we're nervous for. And I think it, from what we heard, it's starting with a ramp.
It's a ramp down.
Oh, so yeah. It just launches down. So the winner of the long distance jumps also gets a $500 tab at a Red Bull bar / restaurant account.
Which we don't know what that means.
Don't know what that means, but $500, holy shit. And then the next 3 awards are for first, second, and third place. Third place wins an iFly session, which I don't know what iFly is.
Is
it like a drone or?
I bet it's you get to fly a plane.
Oh my God.
I bet it's a pilot lesson. That's my guess.
I wouldn't be shocked because Red Bull's crazy. Second place, karting with a Red Bull athlete, Andrew Carlson. So you go to karting. What does that mean?
I don't know. Do you go go-karting with a celebrity?
But it's a Red Bull celebrity.
Red Bull celebrities are celebrities.
I know. Red Bull is, people jumped over the fucking moon.
What's his name?
Andrew Carlson.
Yeah, let's look him up.
Let's look him up. Dude, karting with Red Bull athlete. This is the second place prize. So, dude, I think I'd much rather win the $500 tab, but also, that would be also fun as fuck. If the whole team gets to go karting on Red Bull's dime.
All right, he is a motorsports guy.
Makes sense.
Off-road trucks. Oh, so maybe, or a rally car. So maybe you ride with him in a rally car.
And you're just doing tight turns, and that'd be, and I'm just like, but that's like, that's another one of those where you're just, it's just like, it's going so fast, but it's pure joy. Yeah, like you have a probably. Smile. You're scared, but you're smiling.
Sure, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun. And then first place, which we don't think.
There's zero chance. We don't survive the
ramp. There's a 1% chance.
Yeah. Because
we've already been talking about if it happens.
Yeah.
First place wins skydiving with the Red Bull Air Force. Red Bull has their own Air Force, which is insane. And then also your whole team.
They're invading your taste buds.
That, Trump?
Uh-huh.
That was good.
Thank you.
That's good. It took me a little bit, but I was like.
I didn't decide on Trump till halfway, till I said the way I said invading.
I like it because you just, the way you pause too. They're invading your taste buds. They're coming in strong. No, but Red Bull has their own Air Force. Not as good as ours. We're number one.
number one.
I can't do it to Trump, but it's fun to try because of the way he talks.
Just knowing the words he would say.
We're number one. We're the best. But skydiving. Yeah. The first place prize of this race that we submitted for free to get into goes skydiving.
Which also means our our friend from the bar we work at, who we were just like, oh, he would do it.
Yeah.
Means he would get to go skydiving.
And your dad gets to go skydiving.
Yeah.
And then
we
your
force
wife.
Izzy to go skydiving.
I'm afraid of heights, but my bucket list is to go skydiving once.
I would like to go skydiving once.
Once because you're attached to somebody who does all the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I want to do. But
unfortunately, do you remember also my skydiving scenario too? Where it's just like the idea of if you ever were to kill yourself, I think you take skydiving lessons until.
And then you get approved and then do it.
And then you get to just decide on the time. I always thought that was the best option.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
Dude, falling, because you would get to terminal velocity.
But also you'd just be like, do you want to? You'd be good.
God, I wonder what the endorphins are like.
Because I bet you never feel more alive.
And I bet
moment.
You would always want to pull it because you don't want to end it. Because you're
you get to do it again.
And then you get the dopamine rush.
That's
I'm
the
sure
key.
Once you get to the ground, you go, let's go. Like, you're like fucking.
I can't imagine the feeling.
There's a 1% chance. There's a 38%. There's a 38% chance. 38% out of 38 teams. We're one of the teams.
That'd be like a 2.5% chance.
We're one of the teams.
Yep.
There's a chance.
They're technically, legally, there's
a chance.
They voted for us. Is this you still trying to do
I'm
an impression?
I'm still trying to
it's
do
It's not
Trump.
Good.
But you knew what I was trying
no,
to
do. No, not until a while. Until you
oh,
kept
it took me a while?
Until you weren't snapping out of it, did I realize you were doing something.
Oh, okay. Actually, I'm not good at impressions.
No, you're not.
But it's fun to talk like him.
Hit me with a German accent.
Ike? Ike?
Okay.
Ike 9?
I-9?
Ike 9?
I know.
Jejus?
That makes me think French.
Oh, okay.
They're very
jejus. I was trying to think of like what Hitler would say.
What would he say?
Gets me jejus.
So that's what jejus was.
That's because German.
The Z. Or,
give me Zeus.
No, it would be D.
Yeah, that's the Jews.
Der D or Das is their. I just don't know what the gender of that word is.
I thought of the hardest thing to say.
Yeah, I would say Das.
Let's hear your German.
9. Already better.
Give me more. Give me like a sentence.
What sentence? I took 3 years.
Say, give me the Jews.
No, I won't.
I said it.
No. Not in German. Also, I don't know how to say that. I can tell
Where's the hospital?
Where ist das Hospital? I don't know how you say hospital in German.
Hospital O?
Nope. You did in the Spanish rules where you tried to just put O at the end of words?
Yeah, that's Spanish rules. I'm just... Dude, the Red Bull thing is so surreal. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm just nervous we're not going to get there, but I think we will.
We will, because your dad is part of the team.
Yes, and him and I had a good meeting yesterday.
Yeah, and we're figuring out steering. We're figuring out braking. We're figuring out we have to do a skit.
30-second skit, which I think we can handle. 30-second skit.
We're going to be... Red Bull's providing helmets and GoPro, so we're going to get some cool footage. And, dude...
We were told all you can drink.
All you can drink Red Bull which plus is like, food.
Which is half a can for
which
me.
Which is for me, six.
Ugh, Jesus.
I'm going to, dude, if it's free, I'm abusing the system.
No, I need you to.
You can't die if you have enough Red Bull in you.
But you work the brakes.
I know. And I'm going to be so fucking brake happy.
That actually might be good.
Which is,
I don't know about that.
We're just braking on every turn. Oh, yeah. That actually might, if we have separate brakes for left and right, might actually help with turns if I...
Oh, that could be cool.
Help with turns where I hit the brake cool. And it just like really twists us. Okay.
Okay, see, we're cooking.
We're cooking. All we're right. cooking. Yeah, okay. We're learning.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
If that works.
We just gotta test it, make sure.
Testing is really...
Because it could just be...
Yeah.
Because we're gonna be going really fast.
Maybe. All right.
Yeah, but that's really fun. We got a lot of shit going on right now.
Yeah. We're trying to deal with it all.
It's happy vibes. But now, to end the episode, it's time for Brackets, Busters, and Brews. All right, welcome back to Brackets, Busters, and Brews, where we're slowly, and by slowly I mean we're not even halfway done.
Robert didn't think about what would actually go into this when you chose.
But it's also
how many songs?
142. We're down to, at this point, I think 86. We've cut 60 songs out.
It'll go quicker each time.
But what's really nice is at least gives us something to talk about every week for a few months.
Yeah, I guess.
So we're on round three of the first round.
Yep.
We got one more round of the first round, and then we're going into round
Remember
two.
Remember the first episode where you wanted to talk about like 70 songs?
Yeah, I didn't think about it. Yeah. We had to break it up. But now we know for next year, less songs.
60 songs.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe so 80.
I'll do next song.
Yeah,
here.
Okay. So we're going to do 11 matchups this time, 22 more songs. If you guys are following along in the bracket and the Spotify playlist, these are updated. The first round we got is back and forth versus Save Your Breath. Back and forth is off Wasting Light, which has a special place in my heart. And Save Your Breath is off the Saint Cecilia EP, which has only had like five songs. What are your notes?
All right. For back and forth, I put very fun. Nothing too special about it, though. It felt like a very Foo Fighters song.
Yep.
But
it's a pretty straightforward rock
everything
song.
Everything the song went through, I enjoyed. Like, I did really actually enjoy
this
song.
Yeah,
like,
I really
song.
Like this song. The riff is cool.
There's nothing wrong with it.
The verses are cool. I like how the guitar just keeps chugging throughout it. There's a cool buildup in the pre-chorus that goes into the chorus, and the chorus is very fun and catchy. But again, it's just straightforward.
Yeah.
And then Save Your Breath, fun guitar tone, gritty, punk rock.
I put fun and punchy.
Yeah. The chorus is fun.
Good distortion.
Yeah, the distortion is really cool, especially on like Dave's vocals. So for me, I put this is a hard decision.
I was more like this was harder for me too.
Because I have a soft spot for Wasting Light and a little backstory for, well, not really a backstory, but it relates to like the first round, the preliminary round.
Sure.
Last time we discussed Save Your Breath.
Yes.
It was going against Walking a Line.
Okay.
And Walking a Line was the song that I picked to move on. But as a group, we decided to go with Save Your Breath.
Okay.
So Save Your Breath almost got eliminated in the preliminary round immediately.
Sure.
But out of these two songs, I picked Save Your Breath.
I chose Back and Forth.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Interesting.
Oh, you chose Back and Forth. Okay, I chose Save Your Breath. Okay.
Because for Save Your Breath, I thought like it had some interesting things to it. It wasn't the song for, like, I don't think the song.
It's also wild that I didn't choose a Wasting Light song.
Sure.
But the fact that I thought you were going to pick Save Your Breath.
I like Back and Forth better because I thought Back and Forth was just
good
all the way through.
I will never deny a Wasting Light song moving on.
All right.
So I'll go
back
and forth.
Okay.
Damn, that's wild. So
I fought for its place here and then you wanted it.
I know.
To
that's insane. Save Your Breath. Okay. That's weird. Next up, we got Word Forward off of the Foo Fighters' Greatest Hits album. What's so wild is I don't know what album this is even on. There's a few songs in this bracket that are only from the Greatest Hits.
They must have just released some new songs with the Greatest Hits then.
But these songs suck.
Yeah, this one.
Versus the one off of their Vault series. Sorry to get a little ahead of the horse there. Ward Forward, basic Foo Fighters song, slower poppy. I do like how he says the F word in this song.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that.
Because one of the lines in the song, I think it's the pre-chorus, he goes, these IOUs,
yeah,
they're just fucking words.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I do like when Dave cusses.
Sure.
When he says the F word.
I guess I didn't know how rare that was.
Yeah, he doesn't cuss a lot. I mean, he says like shit and stuff, but saying the F word, that's pretty powerful.
Sure.
But versus the one, this song, punk rock riff, freaking straightforward.
Nice and short.
And
too.
Also... different than regular Foo Fighters.
Yes, and different is usually better for that.
Yes, different is, and then Dave does cuss in this song, but he says shit.
Cool.
Because he goes, makes me feel like shit. Sure. You know, I think this is easy.
Yeah, because for Word Forward, I put, feels pretty standard. Nothing really stuck out about it.
I will say, like,
the
chorus is catchy.
When he's saying word and forward, it sounds interesting enough.
And, like, the last chorus is fun, but like it just feels like a generic. Like, this is a song where they go, this will be a hit,
right?
And it's like, they don't, there's no emotion in this, there's no anything in this.
And then for the one, I like how the intro goes into the verse. Like, I enjoyed both separately and they transition well, because also that's where Foo Fighters loses me pretty often.
Yeah, when it drops,
it's rather like a big build up to nothing, or like the entire song is a build up.
Yeah.
Where when I enjoy two different pieces and how they transition, I think that's of that as a like good Foo Fighter song. Yep. So I put the one.
And it's shorter.
Yes.
Like you mentioned. Yeah, I picked the one as well. So that's pretty easy. Next up, we got Summer's End versus Sean. Summer's End is also Echo Silence, Patience and Grace. And Sean, again, is from Saint Cecilia EP. And Sean actually is one that moved on from the preliminary round.
Okay.
So Summer's End, my notes are, slower song, kind of has a Western vibe to it.
Sure.
A little bit. It's over 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad song, but to me, this song is nothing special.
So for me, I put, got a good enough rhythm to it, because this is a song, because I was playing video games while listening to this, where I really felt myself zone out.
Okay.
But when I zone back in, I realized I've been bobbing my head. So that's all the notes I have for that. It got me through.
It got the bop. But what I've been noticing lately going through this bracket is Foo Fighters are great at the bops.
Yes. I caught myself doing that for a few of these, where I completely zoned out while listening to it because it was a nothing
because
song. But
I think
it was on the radio.
They figured out how to bop it, you know? And then I will say the guitar solo in Summer's End is kind of cool. It goes into a cool bridge.
Okay.
But again, it's, to me, nothing special.
Yeah.
Sean, two minute.
All I put is, I like them yelling Sean.
2 minute punk song.
Yep.
Fast drums, makes you want to move.
Feels dumb, which I enjoy out of a punk song.
My note here is, sorry, Dave, you're wrong. It's spring. It's not the end of summer. Summer's End, you're out of here.
Oh. Okay.
Did you pick Summer's End?
No. I chose Sean.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you picked Sean.
Yeah, that doesn't change what you just said.
You didn't like what I said?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Because you walked me there. I was confused for a moment.
You want me to do it again?
No.
Sorry, Dave. You're wrong. It's springtime. It's not the end of summer. Summer's End, you're out of here.
All right. So up next,
get it?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I didn't.
I wrote that when I was completely sober, and I thought it was great. You didn't like it?
No, I didn't. And remember, what I think you're going to bring to the table is coloring books.
Wow.
I think way too
high. That's elementary.
Yeah, that's way elevated.
Hey, coloring books is elementary.
Okay, but if that versus that line, I'm up here.
Somebody liked that line. You want me to say it again?
But you know what they'd like better?
Sorry, Dave.
A Moist Monday coloring
You're wrong.
Book.
It's spring. It's not the end of summer. Summer's End, you're out of here.
I also like that my idea of a coloring book is just black and white photos. So you can color them.
I mean, you can color anything. Mm-hmm. Next up, we got But Here We Are off of their latest album versus For All the Cows.
Oh, that makes sense.
So here's what's wild. We got newest Foo Fighters versus oldest Foo Fighters.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. So we got first album versus latest album. But Here We Are starts off with a cool beat. The verse is unique. The tone is a little bit different in the song. It's got a cool groove to it. But also, I will say, there, at first when it started, I was like, okay, a little bit different, a little bit different. But then something like, something transitioned in this song where it felt like the song, like it hurt my ears.
Oh.
Like there was like clashing. And I think it was the tone of the guitar mixed with Dave's voice. Just in my ears, I was like, this sounds off. Like it sounded bad to me.
I didn't pick up on that. Cause for this song, I just put like, feels like it just was very nothing.
Yeah. This
for
song,
me.
Like, dude, I was like, this song is bad.
Cause I gave it just no even mind. Because also when I saw For All the Cows was next, yeah. I put like
my note for For All the Cows.
I always love it.
It's a classic.
It's such a standalone Foo Fighters song.
It's my entire
too.
Note. A yeah. classic.
Like, it's great.
So, like, easy decision.
Yeah, it's going to win.
It's For All the Cows. Easy pick again.
Because it's going to have to go against an actually, like, good rock song.
Yeah, dude, For All the Cows, we've, it's gone. It's, this is the second time winning.
Undisputed, yeah.
And easy. It took on a song from Echoes on Spurgeon of Grace and now from the new album, and it's sure. still won.
And it's, not the best song, but no, it's but such it's a specific one
song.
Of their songs.
And it's kind of, yeah. it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a silly song. Next up, we got Better Off, which is off of Wasting Light, mm-hmm. versus the Never Ending Sigh off of the St. Cecilia EP. But what's cool about Better Off is this song was not on the album.
Oh.
This was a bonus track that was released later. So like if you bought the normal album.
I'm so confused by their decisions because this should have been on the album.
Oh, really? My idea for this track is, I get why it's not on the album.
Oh, I like this song.
Interesting.
Very simple, like, because this was a very, like, simple strumming,
yeah,
chugging
yeah,
along.
Simple.
I enjoy Dave's voice over, I guess I hope, because I didn't take too many notes on this. I hope this is what I'm thinking of. This is one where it's just kind of like, not even palm muted, but just a very simple.
It's straightforward, yeah.
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 I like him over just a simple, like, easy strum. His voice works that way for me.
Okay, interesting. Because I think the guitar riff is cool. My literal note is makes sense why it didn't make the album.
Interesting.
Because I was like, there's a lot better songs. The bridge is cool. There's a guitar solo with Dave's vocals, but it goes back into the same thing. The song doesn't do anything crazy.
Wait, I wanted to listen to what I think it was real quick.
Okay. It literally, like, it does this the entire time.
I love his
voice. You like
voice.
The staccato?
Yes.
The
staccato. Yeah, like staccato a palm muted. Guitar. I love his voice over that.
Okay. I mean, I do like it.
Because there was a song earlier that did that too yeah. that I really enjoyed. And like, I think his voice really works in that way.
Damn, so I'm nervous now to talk about the next song.
I did not even take a note for it.
Holy
that song
shit.
Did nothing for me.
So cool echoey guitar starts, then leads into a badass riff. This song is over 4 minutes. And dude, this is what's weird. My note is, I took this afternoon. I put only 1 minute into the Never Ending Sigh, and it's an easy decision. I
really?
Didn't even finish Never Ending Sigh, and I thought it was better than Better Off.
Interesting.
And I love Wasting Light. Did you pick Better Off?
I absolutely chose Better
Damn,
Off.
Damn, I thought this bracket was going to be easy.
No, like that was one where Never Ending Sigh did just absolutely nothing for me. Because we've listened to this one earlier,
yes,
right?
Never Ending Sigh has advanced
I'll
as
see
well.
What my last notes were for
So
it.
Never Ending Sigh went against The Teacher off their latest album.
I
and that
not,
song sucks
yeah.
ass.
Okay.
So like that's why it moved on.
Never. I want to look at my old notes for it.
It's so wild. This is the second Wasting Light song that I've not chosen and you've chosen. So I'd be down with picking Better Off because
okay.
it's Wasting Light.
Yeah, because my old note for Never Ending Sigh was, I like the title. It's pretty normal, but pretty good.
Damn.
And this
I'm against Wasting Light songs, and now.
Interesting.
But I'll gladly choose them.
Sure, we can do Better Off.
I'll do Better Off.
I enjoyed Better Off.
Damn. I mean, I like it, but I just thought it was nothing special.
Interesting.
I thought it was interesting.
All right, up next, we got Rest versus Statues.
Yes, Rest is another one off their latest album versus Statues, which is off Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace.
So for Rest, I put...
It's over 5 minutes.
It's so slow and dreary. And in the middle of it, Izzy asked, why is it spooky?
You were playing video games, though, during
yeah.
this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
The song starts off melancholy. It sounds like an early Foo Fighters demo.
Because I said I like when the vocals come back in.
I don't know for sure, but I think this song is about Taylor.
Oh, it's that new?
This is off their latest album.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that.
And
sorry.
I actually listened to the lyrics and like really like invested it. Dude, this song's sad as hell.
Is it? Okay.
One of the lyrics goes, rest, rest, you will be safe now.
Ooh.
Like, dude, this song is, yeah, this song's spooky, dude. This is also how the album ends. So like it ends on, yeah, it ends on a heavy note. Jesus. So I 100% think this is about Taylor.
That's a horrible ending
about
song.
about how like rest in peace, yeah. Kind of.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, that's why it has a spooky vibe. But also, at first, I will say, at first, I did not like this song. But then, like, I fully listened to it undistracted.
Okay.
Undistracted. And then at the end, I was like, damn, I'm tearing up.
Interesting.
Like, I didn't cry, but I was like, damn, I'm getting hit.
It's, I do think I remember the lyrics, like the intro being pretty dark.
It's dark. It's melancholy, yeah. Dude. But I think, I don't know for sure, but I 100%, it was the album.
That would make sense.
It's the album with the new drummer, yeah. Dude. Yeah. I think the whole album is like about it. But this song is called Rest.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Rest, rest, you will be safe now. Like, yikes.
Okay.
Versus Statues.
Which I really like this one.
Simple poppy song with piano.
And I really like the piano. The piano does get repetitive.
It does, it does.
But it wasn't bad.
And it's not as good as that other piano song.
No.
Yeah.
But his voice really works on this one. And I
really like Dave's voice on this album.
I'm always tired of the distortion over his voice every time. I chose Statues. I'm okay with it being Rest if it's because of that.
Because, dude, this is my notes. I put, I feel weird listening to this after Rest and comparing them.
That's fair.
I said, I do really like Statues, but based on how Rest made me feel.
That's fair.
I'm picking Rest.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
You want to pick Rest?
Yeah.
I think next time you listen to it.
I'll listen to the lyrics. Yeah.
Just because, dude, I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, and also think, again, don't know if it's confirmed, but it just felt like it was.
That would make
gotta
sense.
Be. It's gotta be about Taylor.
All right.
Rest in peace, Taylor.
Yep.
Next up, switching on to a happier note, we got Burn Away from One by One versus Alone and Easy Target.
I will say this is one where I did not like care about it. Both were really standard to me.
One of these songs is my favorite song. One of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because for Burn Away, I put it's fine. Another pretty one. It's standard, but like I enjoyed it. And then Alone and Easy Target, I put like, again, like it kind of just feels like a Foo Fighters song to me, but it is catchier.
So did you pick one?
I chose Alone, Easy Target.
Yeah, we're locking it in, okay. Baby. We're locking it in. So
what is your attachment to that song?
So Burn
I'll
Away.
I'll have to re-listen to it.
Burn Away, it's a 5-minute song. It's a slower rock song, a nice groove to it, catchy chorus, but
my note was
I like it, but it's nothing special.
And also barely any of their songs need to be over 4 minutes flat.
And that's most of their songs.
Or over four. Like it was the last time when they were all like 6.5 minutes.
I think Dave likes to play.
Which is like do
that for the live show.
Or make it more interesting instead of playing the same thing for a longer time.
Because other songs, they go into cool shit and it's like, we know you can do it.
I know, they're so talented.
Yeah. Alone, Easy Target, one of my favorite Foo Fighters songs ever. Easy pick, Alone, Easy Target, that's what I pick. This is my favorite song off of their first album. I just love it.
Interesting, because I don't think it would be my favorite off that album.
I love the tone. This is a fucking straightforward rock song. That's sick.
I enjoyed it because I chose it just because it was catchier.
Thank God. You didn't. Next up, number 8, we got Iron Rooster off of we got a lot of the Saint Cecilia EP this time. Iron Rooster versus Nothing at All, which is again off their newest album, which we have a lot of those as well.
I remember this feeling as I wrote this. Iron Rooster, I'm losing interest.
Yes.
This has become a bore.
This
was like kind of the straw that broke it where I was like, oh,
I'm over this.
Because there's times where I've did not enjoy Foo Fighters while listening to this. And then I really turned around on it. But this is another one where I was just like, ah, shit.
Yeah, now it feels like I'm doing a chore.
Yeah.
Iron Rooster starts off with a slow feedback fading in. Then it goes into a cool, funky, slow groove, which is kind of cool. I really like Dave's voice in Iron Rooster.
Okay.
And I do like some of the lyrics. They do get kind of repetitive. Like the idea just keeps repeating.
Yeah.
But like the song starts off with, have you ever been dumb enough to do what you wanted to do? And okay. I do kind of like that. But then it just literally, every verse is like, have you ever been drunk enough to say what you want to say?
Okay.
Have you ever, like, it's just like, it's the same idea.
Damn it.
It's the same idea.
Yeah.
I do like this song, but it's slower.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nothing at All, funky vibe.
It's got a fun bounce to it.
Drum beat, guitar comes in. And I actually go.
When it really picks up.
And I go,
that's
and I
nice.
Go, I do not like their new album.
Oh, this was a new album. Okay.
This is their new album. But I go, I like this song.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it too.
And then I put, this is an easy decision.
Yep. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Yep.
Even though
I do like Iron Rooster. I did not.
Iron Rooster's good.
Because Iron Rooster, I think, is what I don't like about Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Is that kind of stuff.
And that's, but he's not like, he's not a lyricist.
Yeah.
So like, I'm sure he was like, oh, here's the idea. And he just repeats the idea with different words.
Because there's a song later where I really liked his lyrics and I like wrote one down.
Okay. Yeah. I think I have that coming up as well.
It's in this next section.
So next up, we got Oh George, which is off their first album, versus Beyond Me, again, off of their latest album.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'll start with.
So again, we got a first versus first latest.
Because Oh George was nothing for me. I put it just doesn't do too much.
Dang, okay.
But Beyond Me, I really enjoyed the lyrics. The if it all ended today, would you be fine? I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed the whole first. I don't know if that was pre-verse or the verse itself.
Well, the full band doesn't come in until about 2 minutes.
Sure. I really enjoyed Beyond Me.
Fuck.
Really? You like Oh George?
Because it's, I think it's because Rest took me over.
Okay.
So that by the time Beyond Me came up, I was like, oh, this feels like Rest, but not as good.
So
because
this is one that caught my attention. Interesting.
So I wonder if you were to listen to Rest again, and it's also the way I ordered, but also this would become first in the album. Rest was last. I just feel like
it
this
starts
is
with this.
Well, I don't think it's, but it comes before Rest.
Sure. Yes.
I feel like this song is also about Taylor, but I don't know. But I just feel like the emotion wasn't quite there like it was Rest.
Interesting.
So maybe I was like subconsciously comparing it to Rest, even though it was going against a different song.
Right. Because I have not been paying attention to albums.
But also, I don't like Dave's voice in this song.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird. Because I enjoy, like, this is one
my note is like, I don't like his voice.
I listened during this one. Immediately he called me. Where I rewound it to write down his first line.
Easy decision. Fuck. Oh, George.
No, I was definitely Beyond Me.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I don't know where to go with here.
Because I would want to choose mine because I did feel more attached to that, where I just feel like you enjoy Oh, George.
I do. Like, because my notes is pretty simple classic song. Guitar solo is cool. So it's like, that's all my notes.
Sure. Because Beyond Me caught my attention.
I'll go with Beyond Me.
Okay. But I mean, if we got Rest and Beyond Me, we'll see which one's better. Interesting.
You need to listen to Rest. You're going to cry.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't cry.
I did not like his voice in Rest, though, but I did in Beyond Me.
It's from the same session, from the same album.
Huh.
I don't know. I really feel like it's the same song, just this one's worse.
And this one just caught my... Am I just dumber when it comes to Foo Fighters?
Maybe, or you were just distracted by a game.
I was playing the game still.
Okay,
and I paused that game for this song.
We'll go with Beyond Me. Sorry, Oh George. Sorry, first album, but we got two more brackets coming up. We got Lonely As You off of One by One versus Ecstatic, again, from their first album. What do you think? I thought this was an easy decision.
Lonely As You, I really like the intro and the part right after. Like, I thought they...
When the full band comes in.
Two parts that were really nice. And I really enjoyed his dual vocal moments when it was two of him singing.
Yep.
And I just thought it had a lot of just fun dynamics to it. Like, the song did change, and like when the song changes and I enjoy the changes, that makes me appreciate the song more.
I also, the rhythm section is like the drums and the bass in this song are sick as hell.
Super fun.
So fun. Like, this song makes me want to move.
And then
because of the rhythm section.
Ecstatic. I put solid intro riff that builds well, but I do not like when the vocals come in.
Oh my God. This is supposed to be an easy round.
Oh, you...
I picked Ecstatic.
Oh, I did not like his voice in this one.
God. What is going on?
Interesting.
We've been on the same page for so long. What happened today?
Weird.
What happened today? So, Lonely As You, I do like it. Dave does some yelling towards the end that is really cool in Lonely As You.
Yeah.
But Ecstatic is another one of my favorite songs off of the first album. The guitar riff.
I mean, to be fair, you and I do not have the same taste in music.
So now we're starting to show.
Yeah. Huh.
But I'm also shocked that we agreed for so long.
Right.
So
this is maybe where the list can get different and we'll have a main list where we can kind of have our individual ones where we would decide, but we can have an agreed upon main list.
How are you going to keep track of three brackets?
Well, I have mine written as I chose them, and you have yours written as you chose, them. And then you can have what you edited in.
Okay.
So, yeah, you don't have to erase that, but you have to erase the edited
version. So, in the full version, in the full bracket, it will be erased, whatever we pick. But like, yeah, that's how I brought up the last song, where it's like, this song I would have eliminated, but then it kept.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll make notes on that.
Okay, so. Yeah,
because literally, I put, like, Ecstatic, easy pick, the guitar riff is sick, and then, like, what's cool is, there's a guitar riff that starts. It's fucking badass. And then another guitar part comes in on top of it, which is so fucking punk rock.
All right, wait, I have to find his vocals on this one. And I just go,
this is such a cool fucking song. And then also the chorus, sick as hell. Lonely As You, though, I do... God, that guitar riff is awesome.
Yeah, because you'll have to cut some of this.
It's a long build-up.
Gets old. That is a great riff
second
underneath.
Second guitar, yeah.
I just want to remember what his. I want to remember what his vocals are.
His vocals are. I mean, it's the first album. He's doing all of this, but that drum.
That is a cool drum.
But also, it's the 93, 94, whenever it came out.
Come. I hate that.
Oh, you don't like his vocal.
I hate that voice. What was the last song?
Lonely As You. It's poppy.
All right, jump into this part. All right, I can concise or
you want to go to Ecstatic?
Yeah, we can do Ecstatic.
Because, like, dude, I feel like Lonely As You, it is cool, but it doesn't really change.
Jumping into that moment made me not like it as much, yeah.
Fuck yeah, we're going
to probably have to cut all of that, but I listened to a little bit of both songs. I do not like Ecstatic, but I can see that Lonely As You was not that good.
Well, it will probably, depending on what it's going against.
Yeah.
Let me look at the bracket. Whatever we choose for the next thing will go against Ecstatic.
Okay.
So the next lineup and the last lineup we're going to talk about today is DOA from In Your Honor, Jacob's wishy-washy album.
Yes, apparently.
Versus Headwires. What do you think about... I thought this was an easy pick here.
All right, so I will say I did not take...
My notes are really short for
mine
these.
Mine are too.
Because I got tired of this. Because
for DOA, I put The Good Kind of Foo Fighters Standard.
Yep.
For Headwires, I put also solid song, Nothing Too Special. And that's all I'd put. What were your two notes if it doesn't give away? Because we'll do a 3-2-1 for this one because I'm curious.
So DOA, I put a cool rock riff. I like Dave's vocals. I put it's a classic rock song. And then also during the chorus, I do really like their 16th note hi-hat.
Okay.
It goes... Like I like that in the thing. Headwires, it's a slower song. The chorus is really cool when it comes in. It does end with a fade out.
Oh, sure.
But easy pick here.
All right. 3-2-1. Headwires. Damn.
Did you really pick Headwires?
I didn't choose Headwires.
I picked DOA. Are you fucking serious? What the fuck?
Interesting.
You picked Headwires? That song sucks ass.
Neither were good
for
me.
My note, I read it. Oh, I skipped over it because I didn't want to give away my answer.
Yeah.
But this song is mid.
Okay.
What is going on today?
I have no attachment to either of these songs. So I'm okay with going.
DOA.
Yeah.
Holy shit. We've agreed on most of the brackets, and now until this one we fucking...
Probably
and
half,
even,
close
dude,
to half of them
and
we were different.
We're not even getting to the hard.
No.
God damn.
All right.
Wow.
Let us know how your things are going.
Is anybody actually doing this?
I don't know.
I doubt it. I'm sure people
are...
They're
at least not doing it the way we are. They're done.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's done.
You don't have to do this.
And they
this.
Go, my bracket's busted.
Yeah.
They go, I've been talking to Wes about it, and he goes, have you guys made any decisions that would piss me off?
Probably.
And I go, oh, yeah. And I go, we picked Feast Over Famine over Winnebago. Winnebago is one of his favorites.
Sure, Winnebago.
And he goes, are you serious? And I go, Feast Over Famine's a great song.
Yeah, I love Feast Over
Famine. He's early Foo Fighters.
Well, no, because also, the way I don't agree with your music taste, his is that music taste further.
Yeah. So like his
him
he
and
hates,
me dude, are probably opposite.
But he also doesn't like Wasting Light.
Oh, interesting.
Like he enjoys maybe a few songs off of it. That's my favorite album.
That would I would guess be my favorite album. But
Wasting Light's great, dude.
Yeah.
That's their and I in my mind that's their last best album. Because then it went Concrete
liked,
and Gold.
I like their metal album, but that was just
it's,
Dave.
It's just Dave. But yeah. It went Concrete and Gold, Sonic Highways, Saint Cecilia.
Sonic Highways, but it's because we watched the documentary.
Yeah, but the songs themselves, there are a few
some
good
of
ones.
Them are really
Feast
fucking
Famine,
good.
Fucking
yeah.
amazing. But as an album itself, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's Foo Fighters, and also, that's the Moist Monday podcast.
Yeah.
Happy 420, happy Easter, happy everything.
Whatever you do.
Hopefully you guys are having a great freaking spring. Sorry, Dave. It's spring.
Yep.
It's not the end of summer. Summer's end. It's out of here.
All right.
I did that from memory.
Good job. Proud of you, bud.
You still don't like it?
No. I like it less.
I think it's so funny.
I think that's the same way where our Foo Fighter taste diverts. Our comedy taste does as well.
But we also laugh at the same things.
That's true.
Hey, but that's why you got to have buddies.
Hey.
You can't all agree on everything.
Never.
It's nice to have... It's nice to be friends with people that like different things, okay? Yeah. That's how you expand your palate. But if you're listening to the podcast, your palate sucks.
That's fair. But thank you. And because your palate sucks, give us 5 stars.
Yeah, make sure you rate us on all the podcast apps, 5 stars. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Share the podcast with a friend or enemy.
If yeah, your friends like the same dumb stuff you do, and that includes us, try it out.
Find us on social media, TikTok, Threads, Instagram, probably other things.
Yeah, join the conversation in the comments, whether on YouTube or Spotify. I love seeing all those comments.
It is fun when you guys comment to each other.
Yeah, live. Then I get to just see what you guys
it's
thought.
It's so
of
fun
us
when you guys live comment.
We like that. We do read it, and we do love it.
And I like it. But that's been this week's episode. Yeah. Cheers, buddy.
Love you, bud.
Love you, too.
Cheers.
Bye, everybody.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.
Now I'm high.
Yep. Halfway through, I was like, am I still talking? Yeah.